Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby,
it may be factual, maybe cruel.
I'm lying.
Everybody plays a fool.
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, a loving eye, they cannot see. A certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion.
Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be true.
I wanna tell you this,
for everybody plays a fool.
Real hard knock life lessons, okay?
And I know that, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes do you often feel, you know, overwhelmed with problems or, you know, whether that be with your husband, your wife, your significant other, you know, or just dealing with just the stressors that life creates in our lives, you know? For me, of course, I can name a few life challenges I've learned through the school of hard knocks. You know, I can tell you one. Number one, I don't care how much they claim to be a Christian, how much outward paraphernalia, Christian paraphernalia, that is, that they seem to project out there. You know people by their fruits, okay? Because life is going to happen. It's been happening since the creation of the world. So life will happen, but I do know that God, if we connect with the Creator first and foremost, He will guide us. But I do know that our hearts have to be in the right place. Now, I am not perfect, but I tell you what, I put it like this. I am not perfect in the sense that I make every decision right. But one thing I am perfect in is I thank God I know how to treat people, okay? And I thank God for that. I'm a realist. I believe in keeping it real and being real. But truly, truly, I think that that is the key to, I believe, success, and then God just blessing us in our lives in spite of all the real hard knocks of life that we experience, okay? Now, here's my things, guys. Hard knock lesson number one. Why do people feel entitled or feel that other people owe them something, okay? Rather than just get off their lazy butts, go to work for what they really want. You got a dream, then you work hard for it, okay? That's just, it's just simple as that, you know. This is your dream, you know. And then they got the nerve to feel accomplished at the expense of someone else that they ripped off or stole from or deceived to get where they are today. You know, it wasn't their idea. You helped them, you encouraged them, you loved them, you did everything you could for this person. And what they do, they stab you in the back. You got their back, they're stabbing you in yours. How many of us have been there, right? And then you got everybody in your ear. You go to the pastor, you go to everybody, and you say, hey, you know, I got this problem. Well, of course, you're getting everybody's perspective in your ear, and you're like, dang, how do I handle this problem, you know? And, you know, you next thing you know, they're telling you, oh, well, you got to forgive this person. I don't know. Give you an example. I happen to have been deceived to the highest level by someone who professed to be a bona fide Christian. Looking at this person's outward paraphernalia, as far as the clothing, the house, church, had everybody food. End up, you know, we were engaged to get married. End up pretty much being deceived at the highest because come to find out this person was living a double life. And was engaged, obviously, to someone else. And so this other person was the beneficiary of my hard work for this person, okay? Now, granted, me being the person that I am, I say, okay, you know what, that's cool. Everybody deserves to be happy, but I want my money back, okay? God, he agreed to pay it back. He agreed to, you know, he apologized, to the nine, confessed in front of a minister, the whole nine, like he really was trying to make this thing right. I was okay with that and even still tried to be his friend after that. But guess what? I still got stabbed in the back. Doing my best, purposing to do the right thing, what God would have me to do. Anyhow, now, you know, this person, you know, they've gotten on their feet, look like they're doing good, and still with this other person and all this type of stuff, but not pay a single woman, you know, back her money or make things right in any regards. Okay? So, you know, and don't get me wrong, I've helped people along the line, men, women, and I don't what I offer a gift to someone, I don't expect it back because that's not from the heart. But I know that anyone who's helped me in my life, I am so grateful for. I would never hurt anyone who has hurt me. I never have been able to understand this mindset of people. There is a law of the universe that what goes around comes around. And so when I mean entitlement, it's like people, you know, they feel entitled to, you know, they feel like as if you're responsible for their livelihood and that they elevate themselves at your expense. Not cool. Not cool. Be your own person. Get out. Work hard for what you want and ask God to lead you and guide you because it's not cool. Give you an example. I was in at the store yesterday, just bought some gasoline, and as I was coming out of the store, just, you know, got my gasoline, I saw these two, a man and a woman, standing outside the store. So anyways, as soon as I got back into my car, I saw this guy just running out the store. I mean, he had just a handful of stuff. And so the owner came out of the store. He's looked, and he's like, you know where he went? I just kind of pointed, oh, that way, you know. And he ran after this guy, and this girl just kind of standing there. Eventually, by the time I drove off, I couldn't see where she went. But come on. I mean, I know life is hard. Times are hard. People are having a hard time. It's pretty sad, you know, that we have to live under these type of circumstances, but we all know that God has, you know, he's in control. He has the final say. But I don't understand that how some people can feel accomplished at the expense of someone else. To me, sounds like something's going on there. Hard knock life challenge number two. Again, it kind of ties in number one. How come the very person you seem to trust, bend over backwards for, or just, again, make concessions for, they tend to betray you. They stick a knife in your back. And then all of a sudden have to have the nerve to get on the defensive, you know, when you approach them about it. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, I trusted you. You know, I was there for you. I was your ride or die. And I'm not just talking in terms of relationships. I'm also talking in terms of family members. I'm talking in terms, it don't have to always be a relationship. I don't know how many family members I've helped out and, you know, they decided, hey, I act as if I've never done anything, and that's okay. You know, I still love them. I mean, because I'm complete. I can sleep at night, and my conscience is good. So I can never understand that, you know, we as people have to understand that there is a such thing called the law of the universe. We reap what we sow later than we sow. More than we sow. We reap what we sow more than we sow later than we sow, excuse me. Of course, a quote by Dr. Charles Stanley. And we got that, what we know as, you know, what goes around comes around, or bad karma and different things like that. We have to really, really watch how we treat people. And another thing, I don't understand life. Hard knock life challenge number four. You know, why is it that people pretty much, they know they don't like you, but yet they want to be around you. They want to copy you. They'll call you up and ask you for information or whatever they feel the need to use you for, but they really don't like you. You know, they're just in your life to use you or just to take advantage of you. You know, give you an example. You know, I have people that I talk with all the time. You know, a lot of people, they vie for my time. They want, you know, sometimes they need advice. And I'm there. You know, many a times I've spent countless hours on the phone with people when I've had things to do. And it's like, wow. I say, hey, guys, you know what? Putting together, you know, new little podcasts, you know, back some time. And you know what? Hey, just, you know, call in, you know, dialogue with me, say what's up, whatever. You know what? No, they want to call me on the phone. Well, here's the deal. You want to talk to me, you can catch me at least on Saturday. Sometimes those of you that can't get a hold of me, call in on Saturday, say hi. you know, because you can reach me. If you asked for my, information, I give it to you. Dang, come on, guys. Let's be real. You know, I'm happy for everybody. I feel like to each his own, and we should take that kind of perspective. Let's love ourselves. That way we can love others. We can definitely love others. I got another hard knock life challenge, number three. Can people, why is it that when people cough, they don't cover their mouths? When they sneeze, they don't cover their nose. They just sneeze and cough all out in public. Come on, guys. Come on. You know, we're adults. We learned that in elementary school. Let's be considerate of other people. It's called public health, public safety. You know, you may not think you have germs, but you do. I have germs. But I'm considerate enough to cover my nose or my mouth when I cough and I'm around people. And let's teach our kids that. Example, I was at the library. This little girl, probably about 10 or 12 years old, just kept sneezing on me. I finally, in a nice way, had to turn around and say, "Can you please cover your mouth? Your nose when you sneeze?" And she just said, "Okay." I said, "Well, thank you." Then this guy that was sitting across from me just kind of looked at me like I was being mean to the girl. I'm like, whatever. I looked at him like, "You better get back busy, because say something to me." You know, and I see this a lot. Teach our kids to cover their nose and their mouths and different things like that. Let's teach them some mannerisms. And I thought we were taught this in elementary school. Another example, hadn't been sick in 3 years. This is D-Love's pet peeve. See, we all in this together, okay? And I end up with a sinus infection. Didn't even know what it was because I've never had one before because I'm in sales. I work my day job. I work like two different jobs. I also do some freelance work on the side, so I'm pretty busy, keep myself productive and busy. However, I do work in a call center environment. And, again, these grown folks, we are sitting within 2 and 3 feet of each other. They're sneezing on you. They're coughing on you. All of a sudden, I'm always wiping down my desk and always spraying. I mean, they know me for, like, salt sprays, me and another lady. We're just kind of like germ phobics. And next thing you know, I come up, I was so pissed off. I had this sinus infection. Didn't know what it was, until I finally said, okay, I was looking, my eyes one day just got real red, and I started looking like the walking dead, and I thought, oh, I better get to the hospital. Went to the hospital, okay, you have a sinus infection. Oh, my God. I'm just like, really? So it's so important. Let's just do that. It's just common courtesy. These are life challenges, hard knock life challenges that we have to go through. And so I believe that in order to come out as a champ, sometimes, we have to do what we got to do. Same with that work. I had to say, hey, guys, can you start covering your mouths and your noses? And, they thought I was being mean. No, I'm not being mean. This is just common sense, All right, guys, I'm ranting. I'm raving. God is still good, though. Life is good, right? All right, hard knock life challenge number four. Employers, please, please, please do right by your employees. Be fair. I know we all got to live and you're just doing your job. But, and not all employers, and I'm not saying everybody do this, the things that I am ranting about or just expressing my feelings about. But those that do, and if the shoe fit, please hear what I'm saying. Be considerate of other people's time. I don't know. I've had people talk to me and express to me some of the things that they've run up against when applying for jobs and trying to find employment. And, an employer, they just have no more consideration of your time. I guess they know it is an employer's market right now. Okay. So I guess they feel they can treat people any kind of way because they know we need our jobs. But please, let's be considerate. If you know, you know, I like give you an example. Give you an example. I've applied for some jobs in the past, one of which she asked me to print off, sent me an email, sent me an attachment, asked me to print off this six-page application, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, set up the interview, go to the interview. I didn't print it off, my, took the time to print off all this, whatever. Go to the interview. She's 30, first, she sends me to the wrong building. Secondly, she's 30 minutes late because she's in a meeting. And fourthly, we're in an interview for about an hour, and guess what? Did I get the job? No. Come on. You know, got, the employers, you know who you're going to hire. Be considerate. Just be honest. I'd much rather someone be brutally honest with me than to just lead me on. Seriously. I'd much rather be conned by a rebel than to be conned by a wolf in sheep clothing, okay? I'm just kind of got off the subject, but I was just making reference, just using an analogy. Anyhow, another employer, oh, call me about a job. Hey, such, 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 you know, well, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a call back here in a week or so because, you know, we really, really need you, blah, blah, blah. You know, we do this phone interview. Guess what? Never heard back. Okay? I mean, they've become more and more disrespectful. And, I mean, our time matters just like your time matters, you know. You pretty much, most employers already know who they're going to hire many times. They already know. They just have to go through the due process. In my opinion, don't go through the due process. Just hire who you're going to hire. That way you won't be wasting someone else's time. Hey, guys, hard knock life challenges. How many of us have gone through the school of hard knocks? You know, there's so much going on. You know, you never know who you can trust. And, you know, it's pretty sad that we can't trust people these days. But I've learned you can just, you really have to be discerning in your dealings these days, because, you know, people are mean. They're and again, it's been like this since the beginning of time. Of course, we know this, but we all know, those of us that are believers, that it's not always about being perfect. And when I say perfect, that means that, like, for me, I can love people. But when people hurt me and they backstab me and they, you know, pretend to be my friend when they're not, you know, that hurts. Who wouldn't it hurt, right? And people got this thing, oh, well, you got to forgive. Of course you got to forgive. Don't I know that? However, it don't happen overnight, and God ain't going to send you to hell. He will not send you to hell because you have not forgiven that person the day that they offended you. Come on. That's another hard knock life challenge I deal with, guys. I think the churches need to get it right, too, because apparently there's something going on where these quote-unquote Christians, the ones that profess to be Christians, are not treating people right. You can't tell the difference. You just can't tell the difference. And I believe it's mainly due to this conditioning of the mind that says, well, God forgives you and he loves you. And yes, he does love you. His mercy, his grace, he does. Yes, he does. And he will forgive you because he forgave David. He forgave Paul. Yes, he forgave the woman at the well. Of course, he will. But there has to be true repentance. You have to turn around from that sin. You have to go and pardon people you have hurt, okay? And turn around and be whole. And yeah, I mean, but as far as for me, my not being perfect, and that's what I deal with. That's exactly what I deal with. I deal with some forgiveness issues sometimes because I treat people the way I want to be treated. And so this is something that I would like to encourage everyone who is listening to me at my voice and just take heed. And if you have any questions or dialogue, I would certainly love to hear from you. I want to go ahead and wrap this up. We all have some things that we have to deal with in life. And so let's just, you know, do our best. It's hard. I'll be the first to admit. But I know who sustains me. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys and to say, hey, we all are going through something. We will continue to until the day we die. But while we're in the process, let's just try to purpose, not be religious, but just try to connect with God through prayer and meditation. Real quick, I just want to thank my guest last week, Ruth Tisdale, on the show for sharing with us about advice in a pregnancy center. Wow, I was a teenage mother, and, you know, that it could have happened to me, but thank God I did, you know, it didn't happen, and I'm just glad back then there were not places of service to, you know, teenage moms like myself. So thank God for that. Thank her for sharing. And I have some awesome guests coming up, some more awesome guests. That's right, guys, coming up here in the next 2 weeks. So it's going to be really nice, especially those that are just kind of tired of working for other people and you want to work for yourself and you just want to be your own little CEO. I'm going to have some professionals on the show sharing with you on how you can make it happen in your life. That way, y'all ain't got to be, ripping off people and living and make, you know, living off them and everything and feeling good about you, that's a false sense of pride. So, you know, but if you do it yourself and you can be, you'll have something to be proud of, right? All right, guys. This has been D-Love. It's been nice. I'm going to go ahead and play the song of the day. And if someone follow me, email me, Facebook me, tell me what the song of the day is, you will get a free gift. Until then, it's been cool. Thanks, all my listeners and Blog Talk Radio and everyone that has made this happen, all my guests. Always, forever grateful. Peace, guys, and you guys have a great weekend.